Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Lisa Williams Show. Well, I am Coach LaLisa, and you know, I am excited, not just because we're ending one year and about to start a new one. And you know, there's something about starting something new. But I'm more excited about this awesome, awesome topic that I'm going to bring to you today. I have been excited about a lot of things, but nothing has gotten me this excited in a long time. My topic today is too motivated to fail. That's right. You got to be too motivated to fail. You know, when God dropped that in my spirit, I knew that I had to deliver this message on today. And I went and into my account with Blog Talk Radio. I said, let me get to that switchboard and schedule a broadcast for this morning. You know, lately, for mostly about a week and a half, I haven't really been doing the broadcast like I wanted to. One, I had had a cold for a few days and was just kind of resting and, you know, trying to take it easy, make sure I had enough strength and energy to do the necessary things. And then with the holiday seasons, you know, you kind of laid back, just spending time with family and friends and what have you. But this message, I said, oh, we coming out of wherever we were, because this is something that I can talk about. How to be too motivated to fail. And then, you know, he just began to drop all kinds of things in my spirit to teach people about motivation. And when I really stopped to think about it, and when I really looked at it, it's like motivation is that one thing that can sometimes lure people into the wrong direction if there's a lack of it. you see, if there's a lack or if the motivation is in the wrong place, because there are many people who are motivated, but they're motivated about the wrong things. You see, we know of a recent incident in Connecticut, and there was a character there who committed a massacre, motivated about the wrong things. So that leads me to believe that motivation is something that has to be taught. You not only have to learn how to be self-motivated, but you need to learn what you need to be motivated about. So we want to welcome you to the broadcast. We want you to take a moment to go tell your friends, tell the people you know that Coach Lalisa is on the air this morning. Dial in, call in. They can call in on 347-945-7991. Get your friends, your family members, your children, your coworkers, because you need to know about being too motivated to fail. Why are some people constantly, over and over, repeatedly failing when they don't have to? That's right. You don't have to fail. And if you do, you have to make up your mind or make up in your mind that you are so motivated that even when you fail, it doesn't appear that you've fallen. It really won't. When you really get this down in you, too motivated to fail, even when you fall, and I'm talking about whether you're knocked down, whether you just flat out fall down, or however you end up in that failing position, that it won't even feel like failure. Because why? Because you are too motivated to fail. Now, we're going to talk about motivation because a lot of people don't, you know, they probably are like I was. Excuse me. They're probably like I was. For a while, motivation was like a dirty little word for me, you know. You would hear people talk about, especially for a person like myself, as I was coming up, I would constantly hear things like, this child is just simply not motivated. And even I've heard other people say that about the youth, certain youth who are failing in school. They will say, the first thing they do is, when a child is failing in school, what do? They say, the child is not motivated. Now, if you are a child and you continue to hear this, you know, all your life, you begin to think this is true. But, oh, let me tell you, you have to reverse that curse. If you are one of those people who you've been hearing that just like I was, you got to reverse that, and you got to look yourself in the eye and tell yourself, oh, no, because I am too motivated to fail. But here's the thing. Until you really get a full-blown grasp of motivation, how it works, and not only how it works, but how it works for you. See, what people, I think motivation is like, well, some people said motivation is like bath water, you know, like taking a bath. You know, you took one today, but you want to take one tomorrow, too, and you took one yesterday. Motivation is something that you have to do every day. And I don't think a lot of people know that. Some people probably think that motivation is more like, you know, a haircut. You know, you get a haircut, and that haircut will last for a little while, right, before it begins to fade away. And I think people think that's how motivation is. Oh, well, I was motivated in the fourth grade. You know, that's why I was able to play the recorder, you know, or that's why I was able to run track. But what happens when you get to the ninth grade or the 12th grade? Or what happens when you graduate? Some people are thinking, well, I was motivated in high school. So they just think that naturally they're going to be motivated when they get to college. And then they get to college, and parents, you know, this baffles a lot of parents. As a college professor, I see it over and over, semester after semester. I see these students who are trying to live off, they're in college trying to live off of high school motivation. You just can't do it. You see, you can't do it. So you got to be too motivated to fail. Too motivated to fail. And here's the thing. When you are too motivated to fail, let me tell you, there you're going to see some changes in your life when you're too motivated to fail. One thing that you're going to see in life is you're going to see a change in your level of confidence. Now, let me tell you something. When your confidence changes, that's a true game changer. Everything is subject to change when your confidence changes. Even though, see, when your confidence level goes up, something's got to go down, all right? And one of the things that goes down very quickly as your confidence increases and rises and continues and steadily climbs, what decreases and what declines is your level of doubt. You see, some people who fail at certain things are failing because there's so much doubt. And not only doubt, of course, there's fear, there's disappointments, there's all of these basically the D words that will attack you. But when you increase the confidence, when you increase your confidence, and when you increase your confidence, your motivation, you know, becomes clearer. It becomes more in touch. It becomes more focused, like a camera. When you turn on a camera, you got to focus that thing. You got to get the picture in clear focus. And that's what many people are not doing with their motivation. And it's okay, because a lot of people, they don't know. They have not really heard maybe a message about motivation. Well, I had to learn about motivation the hard way, okay? I was that student that was considered unmotivated, right? Well, at least I was not motivated to do my schoolwork. I was not motivated to be successful in school. I was not motivated to clean my room. I was not motivated to be a good child. However, I had a lot of motivation, but it was directed in the wrong direction. And that's another thing about motivation. Motivation is about a direction. You got to figure out the direction that you're going. Some people are going nowhere fast, and they're very motivated to get there. I've seen people in bad relationships, but my goodness, you could not tell me that those people were not motivated. They were motivated to ruin that relationship. So motivation and too motivated to fail is about a direction. So you need confidence. You need to have a direction. And then you need to be able to get around positive people. That's why we're doing the seminar tonight and tomorrow. So for those people who are able to make it out, some people will make it, some people can't make it. Some people wish they could make it. But let me tell you something. There are a lot of people who would do things if they were motivated. And as a matter of fact, let me just ask you the question. What would you do? What is it out there that you would try to accomplish? What goal, what dream, what business would you start? What book would you write? What movie would you make? What would you do if you knew you were too motivated to fail? You know, motivation is at the heart of what you accomplish in life. Again, we can look at anybody in sports. Let's look at little Gabrielle Douglas. Here was a girl who had a lot of obstacles in her way. She had financial obstacles, the place where she lived, all kinds of obstacles. But yet she became a household name as it relates to gymnastics. She won several medals, the gold medal, and many other accomplishments. Why? Why? What is so special about people like her? Now, we can look at other people in sports. It could be anywhere from Magic Johnson to, you know, almost anyone you name. What is special about these individuals? Don't just look at their lives in terms of the mistakes that they've made, but what caused them to be such human success stories? Well, I submit to you that one thing they had in common is that they were too motivated to fail. And see, when you get to, and sometimes people, they are motivated in one area of their life, but then in another area, they're flat out failing. Why? Because they have not applied the principles of being too motivated to fail across the spectrums of their life. They got it in one area, but not in the other. And we see this in many, many types of situations. And I've dealt with it. You know, I was motivated and I was able to do well in school, but my finances were falling apart. Until we learn how to apply the strategies of motivation. See, motivation isn't just something you hope will happen to you. It's not just something that you say one day, okay, you know what? I'm going to wake up and, you know, maybe I'll be motivated and maybe I won't. Absolutely not. You have to make it your business to be motivated. Oh, that's right. You got to make it an endeavor for you to be motivated. But here's the thing. You got to figure out this thing about motivation. And I know I've been looking at some different ways to motivate myself and therefore motivate others. But, you know, sometimes, do you know you can get motivated just by being you? Just by being the real you. That's why for some of those of you who got the book Release Your Power, you were able to read that book and you went and got motivated and you did all kinds of crazy things. Why? Because being authentically you is a motivator. Let me tell you, when I quit my full-time job, that I found that it was a good job. Yes, it was. It was a good paying job. Yes, it was. It had some good benefits. Yes, it did. The problem was it didn't motivate me. See, when you learn the power of motivation, then you can apply it in areas of your life and you will be a success. So I'm telling you, we are excited. I'm excited for you. This message about being too motivated to fail, you will be able to get those teachings through, you know, video, through CD, and eventually through an ebook. And I will be teaching how to stay, how to get motivated, how to apply motivation across your spectrum, what's at the heart and the center of you being motivated. You know, I love motivation. In 1980, I came across a real deeper understanding of motivation when I had lived all those years up until age 23, feeling as though I lacked motivation, not even knowing what motivation was, nobody ever told me that, okay, you know, you can motivate yourself. You know, I kept thinking it was something that someone else had to do for you or to you. But when I went into the military in 1980, I discovered a bit more about motivation, you know. It's like, oh, okay, these are some interesting points about motivation, because in the military, you know, you have to be motivated to go fight a war that you didn't start or that you're not really getting a whole lot out of, so to speak. You know, you have to be motivated to do those kinds of things. You have to be motivated to get up at 4 a.m. every morning, go out and do all these different crazy stunts and activities that they have you do. You got to be motivated to put yourself in the line of fire to protect the lives of other people that you don't even know. You need a serious motivation to be able to do that. It takes a great motivation to take yourself and, you don't feel like you probably have the strength, the ability to do certain things, but yet you're able to go and do great and mighty things. It takes a heavy, heavy motivation. And I believe that God is orchestrating your inner motivation. You know, I believe that He gave each and every one of us the capacity to really not only to be motivated, but to take that motivation and produce greatness with it, okay? Yes, again, like I was saying before, there are many people out there who are producing a lot of madness with their motivation, but you want to be able to take it and motivate yourself. Like on the job, for instance, do you know that there are people who go to work every single day. Do you understand? And they actually have a lack of motivation. But yet they go to work. They're pretending to be motivated. They're pretending to like what they do. And at the end of the day, they have no joy, no happiness, no real fulfillment. You know, and really, who are you really fooling when you do that? And not only that, who are you helping, okay? Where's your motivation? See, when you are motivated, oh, man, let me tell you what the things you can do. When you, I'm talking about too motivated to fail. There are things that you, I mean, first of all, it's your state of mind. It's your state of well-being. It's your state of happiness and fulfillment. When you are doing the very thing that brings you joy. You know, some people, I understand, they believe that, you know, because they have, you know, these jobs and they make a lot of money. But, oh, my God, if you don't feel that, if you, you know, if your motivation doesn't drive you out of bed in the morning, that job you got is not your true motivation, okay? You know, if the thing you want to do, like today, what am I going to do today? Well, I'm getting ready for this is the first in this office where we will be doing the reflection and the planning retreat. Starting tonight at 5 to 9, we'll be doing a personality assessment for people that show up. And then Saturday, tomorrow, we have a couple of other speakers also coming to help people plan for the new year. I have this new plan that I'm going to be showing people how you can make $1 million in just 12 months. How to make $1 million in 12 months. I'm going to be teaching that on tomorrow. So if you know anybody that would love to know how to do that, I'm going to show you in a nice, simple, easy format. And now the people might say, well, I don't want $1 million. Well, if you don't want $1 million, then that session will not be for you. But I'm going to show people how to do it, and maybe you don't want it, but maybe somebody you know does. I don't know about you, but I need money. For instance, the computer that I'm using to bring you this broadcast is not free. Every month, Comcast sends me a bill. The very phone, the computer is not free. Dell did not ship me this computer at no cost, okay? The car that I'm going to drive over to that office in is not free. The office itself is not free. So, you know, bread, if I go downstairs and try to make a sandwich, guess what? Bread is not free. There's nothing that's free in this world. So we need money. So we need to get over this I don't want to be rich thing. I don't know. I know it's all kinds of stories of where that came from. But guess what? We got to get over it. And so I'm going to be teaching people how to make $1 million in a 12-month period with your talents, your abilities, your gifts, and your skills. I call it your tags. How to make $1 million so that you can do things not just for yourself, but for other people, okay? In case you haven't noticed, I don't know where you live. I don't know what country you live in. I don't know what part of the world you're from. But let me tell you, if you look around, you will see that there is a need to help a lot of people. And one thing I do know, people, they want your advice. That is absolutely true. But they also want your money. I mean, if you, okay, say that you see it run into a homeless person, you can't just go up to them talking about how they could be successful. You got to give them a sandwich, a cup of coffee, a cup of cocoa or something. A pair of shoes, a coat possibly at this time of year, depending on where you live. And so money is important. But anyway, back to the too motivated to fail. You are too motivated to fail, but if you don't know it, you're not. See, being motivated is knowledge. I love it. And see, yes, there are different types of motivation. You can be intrinsically motivated, extrinsically motivated. Yes, you need to understand how to work them both, which ones to use in which situations. Again, you may be on the job, and you may be in a particular job where you are not intrinsically motivated, then you need something to extrinsically motivate you. Or you could be, like for me, the jobs I have today, all the jobs I have today, are intrinsically motivated jobs, whether it's putting on a seminar, which is mostly what I do, is put on seminars and workshops. Why? Because that's at the heart of my motivation. When it comes to being too motivated to fail, the thing that is in my path of being too motivated to fail is putting on workshops and seminars. But you have to find what's in your path. All right? And certainly, if you, you know, wanted to ask a question, please, all you would have to do is hit your number one key, and I would be more than glad to answer. But if you want to be a success, you have to be motivated. You know, motivation, some people, you know, I know there are people, they call them motivational speakers. Now, a lot of people will say, well, you know, I can't motivate people. Well, here's the thing. No, technically, you cannot motivate someone else. Okay, we understand that. We know that. If that was the case, my mother would have motivated me when I was flunking out of 7th or 8th grade. So we understand that. She thought she was. She thought the belt, the ironing cord, and all those other things you could use back in those days, because I used to get beat every school year to do better. So she thought those things were motivating me. The problem was they were not lasting. The real lasting motivation, see, that's what you want. You want lasting motivation. And so the path, though, for your motivation, for it to be too motivating for you to fail, you got to be like, it's almost like Les Brown says, you got to be hungry. If you want to really achieve what, you know, the one thing I said that I wanted to do more than anything else in the world is to be a motivational speaker, is to do seminars, is to lead seminars and workshops. And I was just about to throw in the towel. I'm telling you, I was just about to give up. And all of a sudden, what kicked in? This concept of being, you know, I said, no, I can't throw in the towel. I can't give up now. And neither can you. You can't give up now. You can't throw in the towel. I don't care if everything around you has fallen apart. I'm telling you, been there, was just there. Everything looked like it was going wrong. And then what happens? What kicks in is this too motivated to fail. When you are too motivated to fail, it's like that. It's like awakening that sleeping giant inside of you. It's like getting in touch with your inner champion, the winner in you. When you are too motivated to fail, that means you have to do some things. Yes, you do. There are some people that you have to ignore or get away from. And I know sometimes we can't get away from these people because they are our spouses. They are our parents. They may be our children. They may be our siblings. They may be our best friends, whatever. Can't always get away from people. However, we can block them out because you've got a ram inside of you. There's a ram that you can create, and that's this ram of being too motivated to fail. And it will allow you to achieve the great things that you want to achieve in life. Going back to college or going to college, starting that business, starting a new business. You know, when you are too, I'm telling you, when you're too motivated to fail, guess what? You can't fail because motivation is a driving force. Yes. And a lot of people, you know, because I was like, okay, God, what is going to drive me to make a success out of this business? That's when he showed me. He said, your motivation. I'm like, what? I'm like, God, I've been around motivation all these years, ever since I first really learned about it in the military in 1980. It's when I first came in contact with the word motivation and began to dissect it. And then teaching it as part of the college course that I teach, we teach on motivation. That's, you know, because it's business, and every business wants motivated employees. And so I teach it every semester. But it didn't really dawn on me that this motivation is the thing that will keep you from falling. You know, some people think that it's faith and faith alone, and faith is great. Faith is awesome. But faith without works is dead. What will get you the work is motivation. See, faith you can have from your heart and from your thinking. But what do you do? What is going to get you moving? See, that's what you need. What will get you moving? What will get you out of bed? What will get you to knock on one more door? Look at President Obama. Motivated, not once, but twice. Okay? He has to be too motivated to fail because he's up against obstacles, insurmountable obstacles, every single day. Well, every good-looking man is anyway, and woman too. Did you hear about the woman who supposedly got fired because she was attractive? You see, what kind of nonsense is that? But I'm excited to bring this message. You just don't know. And I'm telling you, you have to find your area of being too motivated to fail. You have to take the blinders off, get rid of doubt and fear. And those are the things that I'm going to teach you how to do. And, you know, whether it be through, you know, the concepts of release your power or through some of the concepts that I'm going to be teaching with the too motivated to fail. Now, if you're not a part of the program for my coaching, please go to my website, sign up, get, you know, there's no way. I mean, this was just a half hour broadcast. There was no way to believe or to think that you could get all that you need to be too motivated to fail in just 30 short minutes. It took me 56 years, okay? 56 years of learning, of failing, of starting over, of trying to reach a goal to get to this. But now that I'm here, see, I had to come through all of that so that I could begin to work with others. And I'm excited to work with others because guess what? It's more fun to bring others along than it is just to be out there by yourself saying, oh, look at me, I'm so great, I'm so wonderful. And I know some people, they're into that, and that's fine, that's them. I can't do that. To me, it's much more fun to bring others along and have all of these people who are successful, who are succeeding, who are fulfilled. I'm talking about financially, wealth-wise, health-wise, emotionally, you know, relationships. You want your relationship to be too motivated to fail. You need motivate, and I can teach you how to do that because I've been married now 22 years, going on 23. I didn't get married until I was 32 years old. And let me tell you, it's been wonderful. It's been absolutely wonderful. But here's the thing. There were opportunities for failure, but every time what kicked in was the motivation. The motivation to keep it going. That's what you need. You see these people who've been married 40, 50, 60 years, talk to them, ask them, see what kept them together. It wasn't always that everything was so wonderful and nice and okay. It was the motivation. They were motivated to keep it going. So anyway, I've enjoyed talking about this. I'm telling you, you know, I love Release Your Power. It's my baby, okay? God's plan for my success, definitely my baby, because God does have a plan for your success. He really does. But you still got to be too motivated to fail because there are a lot of people, God has a plan for everybody's success, but everybody doesn't achieve their success. And I believe it's because they're not motivated. I believe that the only reason that we throw in the towel, the only reason that we throw our hands up and say, you know what, this ain't working, I can't take it no more, I'm out of here. I believe the only reason we do that and we feel like a failure is because we lack the true motivation to fail. You got to be too motivated to fail. There's no way. I'm telling you, you can get back up. You could get back in the ring. You can. Not only you can, but you must tell yourself, I can, I will, I must. I must. And you will be a success. You will be a success. Your family members will be a success. If you have a child that you're working with, if you have a child that you're working with, you got to look that child in the eye. I don't care if they're 5 years old or if they're 25. You got to tell that child, baby, you are too motivated to fail. And the child's going to say, mommy, daddy, what are you talking about? And now you got to teach them. As I teach you, you can teach them. Because, listen, we're about to break this thing down. I'm telling you, listen, I live in the Newark, New Jersey area. Newark, look out. I'm excited, y'all. And see, that's, you know, when you're too motivated to fail, your excitement kicks in, okay? And anyway, we have to go. We have some things that we got to run and do. I'm on my way. Going to run down to the unemployment office in Newark, New Jersey, talk to some people down there. There's an upcoming job fair for those individuals who are looking for that job, that career, next week on the 3rd at Rutgers University. And there's just so many. I'm telling you, it's awesome, awesome. So look for our YouTube message. That'll probably be out, you know, later today. Again, if you are able to come to the Reflection and the Planning Retreat, just hit me up on Facebook, facebook.com/CoachLalisa. You can find me on Facebook, or you can go to my website, or you can, you know, you can inbox me or send me an email at releaseyourpower@hotmail.com, releaseyourpower@hotmail.com. And if you want to go to any of the seminars or workshops, for those of you who want to write your own book, I encourage you to do that. It's the best thing that I have ever done. It's one of the things that keeps me motivated. And, you know, it lets me know that I'm too motivated to fail. When you write a book, trust me, you will be too motivated to fail. For those of you who want to improve your education or take your education to the next level, you can sign up for different classes that we are offering at the PSUI Training Institute. Well, it's been my pleasure. Thank you so much for tuning in, whether you dial on the phone lines or, you know, whether you go back and listen to the archives, however you get this message, if someone sends it to you. I pray and I trust that today, if no other day, you realize that you will make it. Why? Because you're too motivated to fail. Well, that's all we have time for today. We'll see you back on Monday, New Year's Eve. Okay, so be safe out there this weekend.
Thank you for tuning in to another segment of the Coach Lalisa Show. Well, we hope you learned something. Now your challenge is to go and apply the tips, tools, or strategies that you have learned here today. And don't forget to invite a friend. Share the knowledge. Share the love. Share the wealth with everyone. Well, we are honored that you were here with us today for this 30-minute segment. The Coach Lalisa Show can be heard right here on Blog Talk Radio every morning, Monday through Friday, at 7:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's been great. It's been real. It's been awesome. And you got to keep moving on up. Because in reality, there ain't nothing stopping you now. You are on the move. And this has been Coach Lalisa J. Williams.